Prepare yourself.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
And desire. I can literally taste it as my teeth clench and lock together. I can feel my ancestors' victories against tyranny and the great battles they fought, the struggles of the species, everything it is to the human. I can feel it coursing through my very bones, my heart, my guts, the sinews in my forearms, my fists that are cracked and arthritic, burn with power. All of you have that same human spark. Your destiny is to build. Your destiny is to create. Your destiny is to be free. Free of bondage. Free of lesser men's control. And I want you to stand up. And I want you to get focused. And I want you to stop being afraid of turning your own personal destiny and the power that God has put in each of us. We are literally made in the image of the Creator of the universe. Do you realize that's why the New World Order hates you? That's why the devil hates you? And that's why they're so afraid of us? We are literally not even at embryonic form of what humanity is going to become. We have not even become a larva yet, ladies and gentlemen. And every ounce of my being only wants to see the species do well and to grow and to turn into what we are to become. All of our trials, all of our tribulations, everything we are. And you look at who our heroes are today, basketball players, football players, things that mean nothing today and will mean even less tomorrow or next year. No longer is it the people that stand up against tyranny that are the heroes. No longer is it the people that save burning children from a building. No longer is it individuals who invent incredible new technologies. No longer. They know how to take your heroes and give you false heroes. They know how to punch your buttons and manipulate you. And it's time that you literally break out of that cage. It's time for you to bust out and break out like the Incredible Hulk. It's time to get wild. There's nothing that can stop us if we just turn it all loose. Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah, I can feel the freedom. You can break through the New World Order right now. You can stop being a slave right now. Just a kiss away. All these people that hate beauty, all these people that hate strength, all these people that want to turn you into a pile of stupid, dull-eyed weakness, they make me sick. Everything in me wants life and green fields and happiness running over. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm fired up. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. That's a clip from a couple of weeks ago on my weekday syndicated transmission, and it's making the rounds on YouTube. Tens of thousands of people have watched it since it got posted about a day ago. And the reason I played it here is because a lot of people emailed me and called and said, when you go on air and you talk about all these things, is it scripted? Is it written down? And the answer is no, unless I'm reading a news article. That comes from the heart. That comes from my soul. That's my bearing what I really believe and what I stand for. And today I'm going to do that again, but instead of just doing it in a overdriving, rampaging, berserker format, I'm going to try to calmly, in the first couple segments, really break down from my research what the New World Order is based on and what we are based on, people that love liberty and freedom versus those that love raw power and domination and enslavement and death. So I thought that today we would walk through some of that with you as well. I also want to take a lot of calls. It is the 27th day of January 2008. We can talk about the presidential campaign. We can talk about what's happening in Iraq, what's happening with the unspooling economy. We can discuss, if you heard me on Coast to Coast AM Friday night for an extremely powerful broadcast we did. I did in-studio co-hosting with George Norrie for the 3 hours here in Austin, Texas. Or if you were at the Talk Fest that we had yesterday here in Austin, if you have a question for me on GMO foods, on mercury in the vaccines, on fractional reserve banking and the history of the Federal Reserve, or if you have a comment, or if you think I'm wrong about something and you want to call me out and take issue, we've got Trey Kincaid in there running the board, and we've got Paul in there doing a fabulous job answering the phones. He doesn't screen your calls. He asks where you're calling from and what your first name is, and if you volunteer what your particular issue is, or if you disagree with me, then you go to the head of the line. Toll-free number to join us at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. You're listening to stations in Southern California, upstate New York, Kansas City, Wyoming, Montana, Florida, and places all over the planet. Also listening globally, not just on the AM and FM dial, but via satellites, and, of course, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and the Internet, number one on Shoutcast, Infowars.com, largest Internet streaming audience out there, bar none. We are honored to have you here with us today. Again, 877-590-5525 or 836-0590 if you're listening to us from the mothership where I broadcast to you from, deep in the heart of Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of the state of Texas, News Radio 590 KLBJ. And you can listen to streams available at the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. You can go to Infowars.com and pick up separate streams, or you can go right to the source and go to the stream at 590KLBJ.com or other MS affiliates. All right. Here's some of the news I have in front of me. Then we're going to break. I'm going to come back and really boil it down for you, my philosophy, where things stand, and a call to arms, not physically, but in the information war. And I'm going to really try to call those of you out that have been on the fence, those of you over the years that have actually researched my and others' claims to talk about this global technocracy, this new world order, this wicked elite. For those of you that have found out we're telling the truth but still haven't taken action, I want to really talk about the cost here and count the cost with you and ask you if you really don't want to consciously make the decision in your own life to get involved in society and fight the evil that is spreading quite rapidly throughout government, private corporations, and the culture itself. Then coming up, Ron Paul campaign has done the right thing. They filed caucus challenge with Louisiana GOP. Witnesses and the media are even reporting that it looked like he'd won, but magically they never released the final tally and just said he got second place. We'll also talk about the staged fight between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, how McCain is in league with the Clintons, and a lot more. And, of course, we'll discuss the economy. New York City is suing countrywide officers and underwriters. We'll tell you why and how this affects everybody who's an investor. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, defending liberty, resisting tyranny.
Thank you. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 25th, 2008, gold, 919. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $945.54, $465.70 for half, $232.85 for quarter. That's $945.54, $465.70, and $232.85. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, DCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Your calls are coming up in the next segment and throughout this special Sunday edition. We do this every Sunday because so much happens throughout the weekend. 5 days a week is not enough. I come in on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. I guess that'd be 2 to 4 Pacific. And again, we're honored to have you joining us. I was just thinking as I was driving in to do the show today about the cost, about the real issues that we're talking about. I get on air and I tell you that there is a secret shadow government. I tell you it's run by eugenicists. I tell you that they are putting fluoride in the water supply to brain damage you and to reduce your IQ between 10 and 25 points, depending on which study they look at, worldwide, from Ireland to China to the United States and Canada. It's even in Scientific American magazine this month, in Reuters last week. And that's just one issue of thousands. I hear national talk show hosts getting on air and saying there's no mercury in vaccines, when you can go online to any of the vaccine makers and look at the current vaccines and read their list of ingredients on their own drug websites where it says it has mercury, thimerosal in it. I watch the media, the dominant corporate media, lie and say it's a law that you have to be vaccinated when it is not the law. It's not the law to go to school. It's not the law to have a job. The government can't force things into your body. And I know that it's just those few claims I just mentioned. They're so massive in and of themselves. And there's thousands of similar issues. You know, I'm at a film called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in it, we only spend about 20 minutes of the two-plus hours on declassified instances of our own government nerve-gassing our own troops, sending them into chambers, telling them they were going to test something on them, and murdering them. Declassified public. Our, quote, government, elements of it, taking foster children and putting them in radiation chambers and murdering them with high dosages of radiation, giving the pregnant wives of GIs on bases from the 40s to the 70s uranium and plutonium pills and telling them they were vitamins just to see what type of violent miscarriages they would have. And a lot of people can't believe that because they wouldn't do that themselves, and you judge the world according to the type of person you are. Well, if that was the case, we wouldn't have Jeffrey Dahmers. We wouldn't have Charlie Manson's. We wouldn't have Joseph Stalin's and Mao Zedong's and Adolf Hitler's and Fidel Castro's. But we do. And more often than not, in fact, the vast majority of the time in modern history and throughout history, despots, psychopaths, killers, people who enjoy absolute power and hurting innocent people, get into positions of power. And if you will investigate the claims I'm making, you will find out that within minutes, with the aid of search engines, you'll be on university websites, mainstream news sites, where they are admitting everything I'm talking about. But they take these incredible admissions and put them in the back of the paper or bury them in a magazine here, a news article there, a news report here, a news report there. I told you 4 weeks after 9/11, the first days that it was announced, that criminal elements of the government were behind the anthrax attacks. Now, of all places, the History Channel has done a piece admitting it. We're going to be playing a short clip of that coming up later. But it really just comes down to this. There are really wicked, bad people who are in positions of power because they are ruthless. And they don't just have no feeling. They actually enjoy hurting innocent people. They enjoy doing bad things. They enjoy enslaving societies. They enjoy artificially, and I have the British and U.S. government documents on this, like the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 49, or State Department Memorandum 200, 1973. Go pull them up. Go read them. You'll be on government websites. You'll be on White House websites, State Department websites, university sites, where they say that they have artificially kept the third world in squalor and caused the population to balloon cold-bloodedly just to ensure that none of those nations ever industrialize and threaten the hegemonic power of the New World Order that controls Europe, the United States, and much of the world. And I know a lot of you in the corporate world, a lot of you in society, learned very young to follow the leader. You'll go up the ladder, pose, act like a member of the establishment, always take the safe course, never stick your neck out, never say anything that the media has said is kooky. Don't be involved. Don't talk about politics and religion. Just play ball, and you will get ahead. And I'm asking those people that have, quote, played it safe to count the cost and realize that society is hurtling towards disaster and in so many ways is undergoing ongoing disasters on a daily basis. And I'm asking you to not just poo-poo the things I talk about here, but to really go and look at the claims that we make here. Even if you don't believe me or if you think I'm a liar, why don't you want to disprove me? Why don't you want to go out and find out and prove I'm a liar? Because you're going to find out I'm not a liar. And you're afraid to go check into the claims I make and the things I say, because if you do, then you will feel morally obligated to do something. At least many of you that still are moral individuals. There are other people I've run into in society and emails and calls I've gotten and friends I've talked to whose family members have said things like, you say to them, look at the third world. Look at how China has all this toxic waste and their population is having massive deformities and cancer and problems. And they'll just giggle and say, and how does that affect me? And they somehow think by not caring about society, not caring about their own environment, I mean sociologically as much as biologically, that somehow they get ahead. And then by giggling and being cynical and snickering and not caring, that somehow they get ahead. And that by laughing at serious issues, that somehow you have power over them. What you have is a society collapsing, a society unraveling, a society falling apart, first in slow motion and now in fast motion, right before our eyes, because other people have a so what attitude. So when bad things are happening to you, or when bad drugs put out by Big Pharma are hurting you, or when your child gets brain damage from mercury in the vaccines, nobody's going to care about you. Or when your rights are violated at a federally funded local checkpoint on a highway, nobody's going to care about you. And that's really the message I wanted to put out today. And I wanted to discuss with listeners and get your take on the things I'm saying and get your perspective, your view, is that it's time for many of you who listen to this show and check out my claims and who know that I'm telling the truth, it's time for you to get aggressive. It's time for you to get active and involved. And I'm not even going to tell you how you should get active or involved. You're smart enough and from your own position, your own training, your own perspective to know what it is you need to do. And those things start small but turn into big things over time. That's one group. And then there's those of you out there who have attacked me and say that I'm a liar but never give any evidence, never give any truth, never give any true reputation of what I'm saying. You just throw out terms like kook, nut, crazy. Well, you need to understand that I've looked at the facts, I've discovered the facts, and I know that we have a criminal world government expanding its power and control, and that it truly does plan mass culling of the population, forced drugging, poisoning of the water supply. It's already all ongoing. It's all compartmentalized, or even most people in the system meeting it out aren't aware of it. We're going to talk about this and a lot more after the break. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at SurviveMartialLaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com. We'll show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into the fact that John McCain is incredibly corrupt. He's anti-gun, pro-open border. He is as liberal, using the classical term, as Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. In fact, let's go ahead and roll that little 10-second piece.
Bill Clinton, the former president, talking about you and Hillary Clinton. Let's watch.
She and John McCain are very close. They always laugh that if they wound up being the nominees of their party, it would be the most civilized election in American history, and they're afraid they'd put the voters to sleep because they like and respect each other.
And then they go on to admit what good friends they are. And then you have Bill Clinton vacationing, hanging out with Bush Sr., and, of course, the former First Lady, the mother of the current president. This is a team, and we now, from documents, know that George Herbert Walker Bush recruited Bill Clinton into CIA in 1968. You think they're just going to let tens of trillions of dollars a year that they can get their hands on just go by the wayside? No. We have had the same intelligence apparatus that has overthrown hundreds of third world and second world and first world nations, working with the very same central banks that own our military industrial complex, have overthrown this country. And then along comes somebody like Ron Paul that could upset that apple cart. They're doing everything they can to block him and cheat him. We'll be discussing that more today as well. Right now, let's go ahead and take some of your calls. Greg calling from New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, this is Greg calling from New Jersey. I didn't know if you knew that Mayor Steve Lonergan of Bagota in New Jersey was arrested by under the orders of Middle Township Police because he protested the selling of the turnpike outside a school auditorium in Cape May, New Jersey.
Excuse me, a mayor was arrested?
That is correct. He's just recently left the office of Mayor of Bagota like 2 months ago. Voluntarily, of course, and he had don't sell the New Jersey Turnpike sign holding up, and it looks like Middle Township Police were ordered by the school administrator, his name is Warren Landgraf, this is on YouTube, to arrest him because the administrator said the public school property wasn't public property, it was private property, he has to leave. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Alex, and I followed your advice, and I looked up 18 section, was it Title 18, U.S. Code Section 241, this sounds to me like a conspiracy against the rights of an individual to deny him of his constitutional rights. And that means that these people that did this to Mayor Lonergan are eligible to receive a $10,000 fine and not more than 10 years in prison. And I hope they get what they have coming to them.
What is the name of the YouTube video? I just found the news articles about it.
Sure. Just type in the word Lonergan. That's spelled L-O-N-E-G-A-N. Just type in Lonergan in YouTube, and Mayor Lonergan did nothing. He simply put his hands behind his back and let them take him away.
Yeah, it says a former Bogota mayor arrested last weekend while opposing Governor John S. Corzine's toll hike plan revealed Friday that state prosecutors were investigating him last fall, and it goes on. So there you have it. You're absolutely right. I appreciate your call. Look, it's one thing if you are standing outside of a school auditorium where they're having a toll road meeting. That's kind of a gray area. But all over the country, police have been ordered to arrest people at pro-Second Amendment, anti-land grab meetings, anti-war rallies, saying, oh, you can't have an unauthorized group of even one or two people on the New York streets or the Austin streets. I had Austin police a few months ago. We were protesting Rick Perry going to the Bilderberg group meeting. And, yes, I know people laughed at me. It didn't exist. It was in the Dallas Morning News. It does exist. This is the real global government. And we've gotten our own documents out of the people. And I had Austin cops walk up. There were about 200 of us standing on the side of the street protesting Perry at a meeting. And they said, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. And I said, go ahead. I'm going to personally sue all of you. And I said, I don't care if you claim I don't have a First Amendment anymore. I don't claim if you say I've got to go get a permit and then you deny the permit or you say I can go 10 miles away in some abandoned, you know, soccer field. I'm going to do this. And I said, and you may even beat the lawsuit, but I'm going to sue you personally, and you're going to have to get lawyers. And the head cop also lied. Some media was there, and they walk over and threaten to arrest us, a bunch of us, and then the local newspaper comes over and says, Alex, they say they didn't do that. And I played the video back and showed the news that, and the news act, and it's all up on YouTube, by the way, them threatening to arrest me, then lying to the media saying they didn't arrest us or didn't threaten to arrest us. And I'm not here to bash cops. You know, you're all just part of the same system that's, you know, coming under this tyranny. Your face scanning cameras, your national IDs, all of this affects you. Hey, Bubba. Every officer out there, they put sodium and stannous fluoride in your water. They put mercury in your shots. Hey, police, if you trust the government so much, why in 2002, 2003, when the feds ordered all emergency workers, firefighters, police, medical workers, 14 million total, to take the anthrax shot and the smallpox shot, why did you all refuse en masse? It said out of 14 million ordered to do it, 4,000 agreed and a bunch of you died. Oh, because you know not to trust this system. I talk to cops all the time, you know, at the gym or whenever I see them, or cops come over and talk to me when they see me at events. Most cops are cool. And I go, you know, the government brings in most of the drugs. They go, oh, yeah, it's, you know, we all know that, but still, we just follow our orders. And that's another example. The government ships in most of the narcotics, allows certain cartels to bring it in, bust other cartels. Why do we have a phony drug war? I mean, I'm just tired of it. We have a government that will take GIs, put them in chambers, and nerve gas them. That's on Discovery Channel. That's on History Channel. There are people running our government that take our troops and put them in chambers by the thousands and murder them. Murder them. Okay? This is not our government. This is a black ops running our country. Oh, but I'm bad. I'm nuts because I'll bring up those cases. I'll bring up those examples. I'm sorry. New York City, CPS, literally selling children. They get money from Big Pharma. It comes out in the New York papers, New York Daily News and others, that they take inner-city foster children and test pesticides on them until they die. It comes out in the newspaper, and then nobody gets in trouble. You can't make this type of stuff up. Do you realize how evil the people are running our government? All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm going slower. I'm going to go faster. Let's go ahead and talk to Diane in Seguin, Tejas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about media bias against Ron Paul. I was up in New Jersey this week.
My God, write a book about it. I mean, I tried to even get into it. It'd take 10 hours.
Yeah, I got the USA Today the morning of the debate, and the front page has a picture of all four of the media's favorite Republican candidates. Page 2, they actually do show a picture of Ron Paul. During the debate, the way the camera showed the candidates, they avoided showing Ron Paul at all costs.
So much worse than that.
And then, and I'm sitting next to an investment banker and asked him what he thought about Ron Paul. He had never heard of Ron Paul. He'd never heard of the Amero. He'd never heard of the North American Union. And the Wall Street Journal doesn't mention Ron Paul. The day after the debate, they don't mention Ron Paul.
It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Here's an example. We broke it down at PrisonPlanet.com last Thursday after the debate and gave it to the second. Mitt Romney got 22 and a half minutes of the two-hour debate. 22 and a half minutes. Ron Paul got 6 minutes, 31 seconds. If you averaged it down, he got a little bit above one-third the time the other candidates got. He got one-third the time Giuliani, who's lost in every state against Paul. Paul's been getting second place in Louisiana. Came out, he got first place. Now there's a big recount going on. But when he won second, never heard about it. Okay? And the precincts were all reporting he'd won. And finally, the campaign's doing the right thing. You wanted it? They're doing it. They're saying it's been stolen from them. They got second place in Nevada. What did Fox and CNN do? We got screenshots of it on PrisonPlanet.com. We don't just make claims. We prove it. He won second place, and they just didn't even show him and said McCain got second place. Absolute scam. What else do you call it? Yeah, he got less than half the questions of the other candidates, and he was given a third the time they were given. That's how they do it. They sell that Giuliani, that anti-gun, pro-open border, new world order, son of a mob boss, spent time for armed robbery in prison. His dad, mainstream news, was a capo! A capo!
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, a lot of the people supporting the Ron Paul revolution, when they found out that a convicted narcotics trafficker who was caught driving around with data cards violating state law was running things for Diebold in New Hampshire, and that when Paul only got half the votes that all the scientific polls were showing he should have, same thing happened with Barack Obama. He was handily beating, depending on the poll, between 13 and 20 points Hillary, but he magically lost by more than 3 points, almost 4 points against her. Then it turned out that thousands and thousands and thousands of ballots in the records said other, and they wouldn't say what they were for both those candidates. The Hillary Clinton people seemed to be in control in New Hampshire and had election officials kicking out the Barack Obama and Ron Paul poll watchers, though they allowed the other candidates' poll watchers to stay in. This all came out. Then magically, in town after town, Ron Paul was registering zero in the townships, and people kept coming forward saying, we all voted for him. We all voted for him. And they said, okay, it's an accident. He did get votes in all these places. We accidentally said zero. And then now Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org, who helped produce the HBO special Hacking Democracy, she went there, and we've interviewed her. She's there right now covering it. The video's on YouTube, where the officials say, we're not going to lock all the ballots for the recount that's going to happen this next week in the vault. We're putting them out in an open area inside a government building where people can get into them, and that, by the way, violates state law. And she said, why not put it in the vault? And they just said, we're not doing it. Get out of here. So people got really mad at the Ron Paul campaign for not going for a recount. We helped launch one with some folks, and they're doing that now. But I'm interviewing Congressman Kucinich on this subject and others. But now they are in Louisiana. Louisiana was showing 4-1 Ron Paul. That's what the exit polls were saying last week. That's what the precinct heads were reporting. They were saying in Louisiana he'd won. Then magically they said, oh, we're not going to complete counting. And they just said, we're announcing McCain won and Ron Paul got second place. The Ron Paul campaign files caucus challenge with the Louisiana GOP. But the same people that are running the scam are the same ones that will do the recount. And, again, when he wins second place in Nevada on the national news, they just don't show him and claim McCain won. That, I mean, officially, AP reports he got second place, and they just don't even mention him in the running. I mean, this is massive, massive concerted scam going on right in front of everyone. I've got a caller that disagrees with me from Los Angeles, or it could be Louisiana. It says L.A., let's go to James, skipping ahead of Rita, Mike, and others, because people that disagree go to the head of the line here at 877-590-5525. You want to take a shot at me? You think I'm lying about something? Prove me wrong. You go to the head of the line, 877-590-5525. Yeah, again, you don't have any excuse. Here's the number, 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Let's go ahead and go to James in L.A. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I disagree with you on one key issue, but I agree with you on many others, including Ron Paul.
okay? But where I disagree with you is with regard to the motivation for 9/11. We're not talking about U.S. support for Israel's brutal oppression of the Palestinians. That's what was the motivation for not only the tragic attack on 9/11, but the earlier one at the World Trade Center 93. And I know personally from an assistant that works for Ron Paul that Ron Paul had had dinner with James Bamford, who wrote the excellent book, you can find it, A Pretext for War. The paperback version includes an additional section about this ongoing.
Now, we've interviewed James Bamford, former Nightline, former, put him on hold. I got to be able to talk, too. This goes two ways here, bro. Yes, we've interviewed Bamford. He, of course, helped get declassified Operation Northwoods with the U.S. government plan to hijack jets by remote control, crash them, bomb D.C., Miami, shoot Americans, attack Marine Corps bases, and blame it on foreign enemies. And we, of course, know that then Operation Northwoods was implemented partially on 9/11. Now, they admit they also staged Gulf of Tonkin as well. Now, I'm going to go back to you, but I'm going to be able to talk here, okay? Go ahead. Go ahead and turn your radio off, sir. That's delayed.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm going to put him on hold. I'm going to try to go back to James. James, go ahead.
Yeah, the radio's off, Alex. It's been off. Here's the thing. Like I said, I agree with you in many issues. You've been excellent with Ron Paul and the economy and with Bob Chapman and all that, so don't think I'm a hostile caller.
I don't care. It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So the main point we disagree on, and again, I mentioned it last week, go to representativepress.blogspot.com. Click on the link. It has like 250,000 views now, a quarter million views, and you'll see my exchange with Lee Hamilton of the 9/11 Commission. I mentioned the Bamford book. All you have to do is look up in the index of that James Bamford, A Pretext for War book, Israel as a terrorist motivation. By playing up the conspiracy theory around 9/11, I think the Mossad knew about it in advance and didn't tell us, our government, to the extent that it should have, that with the celebrating Israeli Mossad operatives across from the World Trade Center, hanging up, you know, holding up cigarette lighters like at a rock concert, saying our battle with the Palestinians is yours now. But I do not buy the conspiracy aspect to 9/11. It was our foreign policy.
Okay, well, you called last week, sir, and you got on then, and you got on now. And we do not censor any of these topics on this show. We discussed the USS Liberty when Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post report, this is in Israel, that their government creates fake al-Qaeda groups and stages events. That disproves you right there. I mean, you call in and you say Israel stands to gain from 9/11. This is some weird logic. And then you say you disagree with me about 9/11 being an inside job. So I'm having trouble getting exactly what you say. You're saying conspiratorial aim, the conspiratorial angle that government stage events, and you're saying you disagree with me, but then you're saying you think Israel somehow is culpable or stood to gain. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. Now, I've said many times, I do not believe Israel carried out 9/11. Were elements of Israeli intelligence knowledgeable of it? Were they in support roles? We know this. Israeli Mossad and Shin Bet are inseparable from MI6, MI5, FBI, CIA, Defense Intelligence, National Security Agency. It's all one group. But for people that want to talk about Israel being involved in terrorism, I need to talk about the fact that you can type in Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups into Google, and you will not be at prisonplanet.com, you will not be at truthnews.us, you will not be on my websites. You will be at Haaretz, that is one of the major papers in Israel. You will be at the Jerusalem Post and United Press International. Israel has been caught staging terror attacks every time they want to stall the peace process. Now, does that mean there aren't suicide bombers running around trying to blow up buses and nightclubs? No, there are real terrorists. Does that mean that there aren't people sniping at Israeli soldiers? No, there are real people doing that. But I have a responsibility to report the fact that all major intelligence agencies, from the Japanese to the Russians to the British to the Israelis to the U.S., do stage false terror attacks. That is just a fact. And we cover those facts here. Now, people then talk about the urban legend of Israel being involved in 9/11, the urban legend, as they call it, of 4,000 Jews told not to go to work at the World Trade Center towers that day. If we're going to bring this up, let's bring up the facts. Where did this story come from? Odigo, the instant messaging company, based in Tel Aviv, Israel, and New York City, told Haaretz on the afternoon of 9/11, and I'm not saying they were involved. Why would they tell the newspaper? Why would Israel report on this? Again, this is more complex. They reported. Israel reported. I want to be very clear about this. This is a hot button, hot potato here. That Odigo told several thousand of its employees, and by the way, that's 4,000 in the city. Over 2,000 worked in the towers. Their main headquarters was there. Hours before, not to go to work, they heard that there was a terror threat and an impending attack on the building. Now, that is the Israeli newspaper, and anytime you mention Israel and stage terror, people call you anti-Semitic. I don't think Haaretz is anti-Semitic. It's an Israeli-owned, Jewish-owned newspaper. If you've got a problem with it, don't take it up with me. Take it up with them. If you've got a problem with Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, and others reporting that Israel stages terror attacks, don't take it up with me. I'm just a messenger. Take it up with them. If you don't believe me right now, well, don't just say you don't believe me. Go Google that. Now, other New York papers also reported it wasn't just Jews who weren't there that day. The buildings were more than half empty for how many people should have been in the building that day. It's not an urban legend. Arab children at public schools around it said those buildings won't be there next week. FBI agents, two of them, went to prison for insider trading the month before in connection to prior knowledge of the attacks. New York Daily News, other New York papers, New York Post reported. All these major intelligence agencies knew about this. Okay? When we come back, even the History Channel is coming out and talking about the anthrax attacks. Remember those? Being an inside job. We'll cover that first. More of your calls after these important messages.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327. 964327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.